Blog Talk Radio.
Radio, but it's a good thing that I guess we were doing it on Facebook, but still. We're in a situation where, like, you know, if, take for instance, if everything was going good and all these real devastating ministries were just doing their job, you know, or some, one of the other ministries, you know, we got a Mrs. Dollar, you know, teaching whole sermons on what if a woman. God ain't into no if. God is into what is. You know, he ain't into no what if a man, if a old stinking cracker could be a woman. He into what is. Like Minister said to me, if you was a woman, you wouldn't have to go around talking about whether you a woman or not. You know, if you was a woman, just be a woman. Since you know so much, just be a woman. Hey, people have to deal with you as a woman. It's just simple as that. These women are here, and then we're not dealing with women as women. The world right now, I know in American society, we got two men and women, if you can say two men. So, and here we are, supposed to be the person that's in charge now, civilization. A civilization of the world, because that's what the Caucasian basically supposed to be playing the role of. Now it's two men and women. Now you finna be a woman. Now what kind of fucking foolishness is that? You know what kind of foolishness is that? Then Wendell, I think his name Bishop Wendell, he was he couldn't even finish his third. He couldn't even finish his third sermon. He unheard of, unknown. When I be in the supermarket, I be looking at the milk cart to see if he on the milk cart. To say, have you seen me? You know, he could be on a milk cart anywhere. Ain't nobody spoke of their brother. And all the rest of the people on Impact Network, you know, they don't say nothing. And this man had the most powerful statement to be said in public. Now, he more powerful than the Pope of Rome. Don't even have respect for the birth of Jesus Christ. And he ain't got enough decency to show any type of respect for even the birth of Jesus Christ. Why? Because they discovered that Jesus Christ could not be a Caucasian? What is that? So you think that God gonna let the world go and try to hide his identity, to try to hide his identity? Then God is coming forward now to show that, so everybody would be able to have a life. So everybody would be able to have at least a chance at salvation. No, this is what's happening. Is you big enough for that? Is you smart enough for that, George? You gonna write another Bible, and you're not smart enough to tell people the truth about the teachings of God as you know them? So you think a guy walking around with his ass big as a fucking football is finna go to heaven? You really believe that? Well, I'm gonna tell you something. That is not the biggest lie ever could have been told. Barack Obama told the biggest lie against the greatest story. So you think that should just be like something that's mild over? Look at your children. When I go to white neighborhoods or white grocery stores that's predominantly, you know, occupied by white people, you know, I see enough. They dragging their homosexual children around up and down the aisle. Retarded from retarded to homosexual. Now, what the? Almost like President Trump said, oh, I can't remember. I can't remember. Well, that's a lot of things I hear about the new administration. But hey, let's get real. Jesus Christ owned the entire world. But it was supposed to be something that manifests itself here in America, the American way of life. Everything goes on here, true enough. But what's not going on here? There's no stinking ass homosexual finna rule now. How you gonna rule the heavens? You can't even rule the earth. You can't rule no streets. Now, all I ask you to do is put some of these old punk ass niggas back in the streets, like Michael Wayne Jackson, Hank Sanders, George Evans, all these other old punks. You know, get them out. You know, they ain't got no business over nothing. They ain't over their own big football ass. But they ain't over their own. Like, they can't control their own self. They can't. You got to first be in control of yourself to be in control of someone else. I talked to a guy yesterday. He's got a pretty high position. He was saying, "Well, no, you can't start no church around here because everybody here is mixed." You're right that everybody here is just fucking mixed up. if you mixed up, how can you be a member? How can you? You know, we got churches everywhere. What's wrong? Hey, Jesus Christ message is fun. No, see, that's another thing. God has done everything possible for you. And you can't take a baby step. You can't take a baby step. A baby step is like, you know, you can't, you know, what kind of, you know, okay, you're a homosexual. You're a child. What man on any world and any planet want a son that's a homosexual? I mean, really. And then you got this all over the American culture. Oh, you don't own up to your son. You're homosexual. Then what? Yeah, what? You know, do you want cancer? Do you want any other kind of disease you want to pop out the head with? You want a disease? What the fuck is wrong with you? Where you come from? Well, I've got a homosexual. The homosexual son is like, that's right down my alley. I'm a homosexual too. You a homosexual too? What? When you see even the theory about Jesse James, Robin Hood, you know, these people, when you stole something from somebody, don't it supposed to make you more successful, so to speak? You know, I mean, that's a earthly legend or whatever, you know, that's an earthly thing that people get into. Well, took all the gold from took all the this. You know, like Pharaoh had all the gold. He had all the gold now. He had all the wealth. He had all the wealth in Egypt. But, you know, but that wealth could not save his life when it came to God. That wealth could not save his life when it came to God. What about his soul? Look at it. The soul still lives. Notice that, and she makes a lot of things more crystal clear with me, confirm the things that I already believe. You know, we don't have no, no spiritual leaders in the black community. Everybody's just, I'm the white man that tell me to say that. The white man ain't told me to say that. No, the white man say his eyes bigger than football, yours bigger than football. No, what the fuck going on? What's going on? You can't hold your own mother. You need to be wearing the pins everywhere. Well, one thing for sure, God gave us enough knowledge to make the pins. So that's pretty much all that is. You sure don't need no tampon for no ass. A tampon is not big as on football. I checked on football, it's pretty much ooh wee, like George Mal was trying to co-sign T.G. Jackson. Ooh wee, what? A tampon ain't big as a football. A tampon ain't big as a football. A tampon is not big as a football. A tampon ain't big as a football. And then they use for two different points. One for the cause of God, and one for the cause of just human decency. Just the smell that's going around. That's what the other one is for. Just the smell that's going around. And then you standing up talking about, TGJ did what? He's a hoggy nigga. And look at what all he got. He got, he got homosexual children. So if you stealing something, that means your man, your children are supposed to be the boss, supposed to be the big dog. You know, since you stealing all your, that's going to show you the lies you telling about God ain't went nowhere. Your son's a homosexual. Your son is a homosexual. He's a dick sucker. So he can't do nothing else with a dick. What are you going to do with it? What are you going to do with a dick besides suck it? What is that? And that ain't nothing to do. That ain't nothing to do. That ain't something a man proud of. Your son walking up and down the street sucking somebody's dick? And you proud? Oh, I love God. So you look like a fucking nut to anybody with sense. Except the people in the audience just looking around. Nice looking people in the audience. Nice looking girls. Nice looking. Supposed to be helpful. Now, most of them guys look like homosexuals, really. I got one on the World Impact Network. He about 16. He's just a shade. We different shades. If you just a different shade, how you know somebody going to shoot up in a car? You got a woman and a child. What, the child is just a different shade? The woman sitting in the car is just a different shade? You done shot a man dead. He trying to show you his damn license. And you done shot him dead as hell. One cracker down there talking about he thought he had a taser and shot the man to death. I thought that wasn't my taser. And then nobody talk about it. No, you know why nobody? Oh, no, we don't want to talk about that. We don't want to say nothing about that. We don't want to talk about that. Then a man standing up on TV, his ass big as a football. Well, you want Anderson Cooper, you keep Anderson Cooper. Anybody, you Caucasian, you want to be Caucasian, hey, you got the rope. You got the rope, hang yourself. That's what you're doing. Hang yourself. That's what you want to do. Hey, they say, hey, you're going to reap what you sow. You chopping black, you hanging black men from a tree, cutting their dick out, taking it home, putting it in a jar. After you get through sucking it, and then, you all over the penitentiary now, oh, God. Do Caucasian people know what Caucasian people do? See, that's the whole point. Do you really know what you're doing? Do you really know? What's supposed to be? I don't even see nothing wrong with no white woman. You got a woman now that changed the idea of what beauty is around the world, and now you want to be one. That ain't what you got a woman for, you stinking piece of shit cracker. See, you ain't got no woman talking, oh, I want to be one of them. Hell, that's the prettiest thing in the world. I want to be one. How the fuck you going to be one? How you going to be a woman? You fuzzy face bitch. You know, then the new, like Obama talking, well, the new black is gay. That's you a damn lie. You a motherfucking lie. Ain't no new. What about the old? What you about the new black is? What the fuck? You really think everybody's a faggot, motherfucker? You, I tell you what, you keep living. You think everybody's a faggot like you? Just keep living, motherfucker. You know how you gonna come out and smear black people like that? No, you can't do it. You know, like people out there now in Alabama. How about Michael Jackson is the best district attorney? By who mean? Just because he's able to charge somebody with a burglary charge on real estate broker now. And then it's just because you got a mayor that's a homosexual. George Evans. Yeah. New South Perkins. Yeah, Perkins. James Perkins. I hear he a preacher now. He got children running around the city homosexual. Yeah, got children running around the city homosexual. Not. Yeah, but person started trying to change their name. That means that they not satisfied with what they are named, and that's saying that God is ignorant. God don't even know what it is. Yeah, well, okay, let's keep on. Look at what's going on now. God right now is standing up all these mega ministers before the world to show you just how stupid a person could be. You know how, and really just basic, really just tell you how stupid a person can be. You got a homosexual son talking about what you know about Jesus Christ. Hey, you ain't even able to say what you really know about Jesus Christ. Like, Jesus Christ ain't even thought about the shit you talk about. Really. Your son, not your son, he got to go through life. His ass getting to be big as a football, like yours. What Jesus Christ got to do with that? This thing about we walk around now talking about King. King is a homosexual. Then you got George now talking about what God was. There ain't no such thing. You can't even use the word was when you speak about God. You can't even use the word, no matter how you want to twist up the English language, but talking about from homosexual to gay, that's a damn lie. Talking about what God was. God was, yeah, what God you talking about? I ain't never know God that was anything. Never. And then, everybody mind their own business. Let me tell you something, America. Let me tell you something, America, if you want this country to ever be something, because I look at your spiritual leaders, they ain't shit either. You're talking about what God was. And look at what all God has done for them. Millions of people lend them their ear, and they fill it full of shit. Oh, the pee in his ear, tell him it's raining outside. Piss in his ear, tell him it's raining outside. You know, you're a fool or what? Well, yeah, you is a fool. Oh, what? Oh, you is another fool. Oh, what? Oh, yeah, you're a damn fool. Oh, what? Oh, you is a piece of shit fool. Oh, what? Oh, you is a piece of shit fool. If you think God, it's like right now, God is here now. You can't open this door. What's behind door number 3? Heaven. Well, you. What you gonna do about your homosexual children? Do you want your children to go to heaven with you? Do you want your cousin to go? One lady said she went out back to the pool, to the pool house. Her son, I just sucking his cousin's dick. That come from T.D. Jakes. You following people? That's the same thing about Martin Luther King. Martin Luther King a homosexual. So that means that all your Bibles are, yeah, that's true. You know, you can get bad witness to that. Look at all these homosexuals. I go out my house right now. Homosexuals just walk in the street, young ones. I mean young, in droves. They walk in the street, homosexuals. All on, what, city council people. people governors, people district attorneys. Michael Wayne said it's a stinking failure. Tell me he's a district attorney. Who in the hell are you electing these people? New South Coalition, headed by Hank Sanders. Homosexuals. You know, the one thing I learned as a young man, a person is not ashamed of anything. If you don't have no shame, God ain't gift you with being ashamed of nothing. Ashamed is like, wow, that's shameful. You know, that's shameful. You stole the wealth of the people, and you're a homosexual. What good did it do you to steal? That's what I don't understand. What made you steal something from somebody? Your children are homosexual. That don't tell you nothing. Well, you know, you ought to mind your own. Let me tell you something, America. If you want this country to be something, and we're way behind schedule, that's the whole idea. America was created in order to change the world through the teachings of Jesus Christ. That's what America is for, okay? It ain't no flop house. You know, now you over here on your ass big as a football. Talking about you finna regulate something. You can't even regulate your own ass. So if you had anything to do with your ass be big as a football? That's what I want to know. Would your asshole be big as a football? Can you get lost? You know, you lost your children and your asshole. People used to tell you, when I was young, what are these old times saying? That was God then speaking through people. Boy, you don't know your ass from a hole in the ground. And has America, part of American culture been come to, we don't know our ass from a hole in the ground? Is that what this has come to? And then there's people walking around, everything is going good. It's just that one or two people ain't right. If one or two people wasn't right, do you think that ain't got something to do with it? How can that circumvent millions of people? How? Not the minority rule? Are you saying what's going to happen to people who represent God? God don't need you on your knees telling lies to him, stupid piece of shit, punk-ass motherfucker. God don't need you talking about you finna give him. Go to God be the glory. To God be what glory, motherfucking punk-ass nigga?
But like you were saying, we got too many. Minister said, like Joyce Meyer said, about God's word. If you go to Psalm 10:4, the wicked. See, a lot of people don't know. Like, a lot of people say they went to seminary school. And see, I went to seminary school. I was in seminary school from the time I knew how to read and write. I was in seminary school under my grandfather. And one valuable thing that my grandfather told me, he was what you call a halfway educated man. One thing my grandfather taught me was, Felicia, read the Bible for yourself. Start at the old, as people say, and end up at the new. From Genesis to the Revelation, you let God speak to you. You let him speak to your heart on what you ought to do. And I heard Melissa say that Joyce Meyer said that God was. If you go to Psalms, the 10th chapter, in the 4th verse, the wicked are too proud to see God. They think that God is dead. See, you think you hooking and crooking, tricking and squicking around here. But see, that's the part God got you thinking that. Do you understand that? God got you thinking anything you want to think. Go on to the 10th chapter and the 6th verse. They think nothing bad will ever happen to them. They are tree free of trouble forever. see a lot of people think because they saying, well, I'm with the game. Do you think that that's your salvation? But Jesus saved. My grandfather had an organization that I'm thinking about resurrecting. And the name of his organization was, he was on a crusade for Jesus Christ. And I couldn't understand a lot of things he was saying to me and a lot of things that he was doing and the way that he was trying to groom me. And the things that are happening to me now, he told me these things would happen to me. And I go on to Psalms, the 10th chapter and the 9th verse. Like lions crouched in hiding, they wait to pounce on what they think are the helpless. Go down to the 11th verse. The wicked think that, oh, God isn't watching us. He has closed his eyes and won't even see what we do. See, God said, I turn them over to a reprobate mind so that they would do things that ought not to be done, that's shameful, that just, you would think a person would imagine, you wouldn't imagine a person would do this. Go down to the 18th verse. Why do the wicked get away with despising God? They think in their mind God would never call on to account. Well, let me take you down memory lane. You remember Eddie Long? You remember he thought that he was a con man. He thought he was a con man from the East. I heard him get on TV after them little boys came out looking like little girls. I felt like crying. Just messed them cheering up, looking like little girls. And those are the real, what you call, them boys crying out for help, black boys. You don't see him doing that to no Caucasian boys. Then notice something about these niggas now. I'm going to show you how they selective in what they're doing. But it's happening to the Caucasian boys at a rapid rate. But I'm going to show you about the so-called black people, how they don't say nothing. They don't do stuff that they're doing to black children. They're not doing the Caucasian children. Don't you fool yourself like they are. That's why they are homosexual, a punk, a sissy, a bulldog. This is why they are who they are. Because they are afraid of Caucasian people to the bone. And I remember Eddie Long was on. I watched him. It pissed me off. I even went to God about it. I said, why is this man still standing in the pulpit? I call over to the Word Network. I complain everywhere. Why do you have this man standing up? He done showed you who he is. And I remember he came out because his wife really wanted to divorce him. I even extended an olive branch to her that if she was scared, I would come over there. But some type of way, he lured her back into his foolishness. But I remember when he came out, he said, I am David, and now I'm fighting Goliath. See, these preachers think because they can use reverse psychology. They think that that's all they got to do. See, Paul talked about that. Paul said the reason why I'm coming. Paul said I'm coming to you as a mega minister. He said I'm coming to you. I'm trembling. I'm weak. I'm coming to you like you can almost kick me over. He said, and the reason why I'm doing this is because I want you to get the message. I don't want you to get caught up on the messenger. He said, because that's what these preachers are doing. They want you to get, and Paul said, don't worship no human leader, no human spiritual leader. He said, that's why I come to you in the most weakest form that I can come in, so you can, see, I know you ain't going to get glorified in me. You're going to listen to what I got to say. He said, I want to make it plain. But when God come back, it's not going to be nice. And so the Eddie Long deal, you know how big Eddie Long was in your eyes. Now, we got the same garbage. It's not like a rerun, but a different person. See, in other words, we had George Jefferson, Sherman Hensley. Now we got Tyler Perry. Same game, but you got a different name. Same thing with these ministers. I remember one Sunday, T.D. Jakes said that Tyler Perry laid hands on him. They was in the church playing like they got the Holy Ghost. And it's not my job to say who or who is not playing. But according to the word of God, look at how a person live and what they represent. And it'll tell you, don't go by what they say. This happened a couple of years ago. You know, what kind of black man? This Tyler Perry. I have to watch him. I have to keep my eyes on him. What kind of black man would feminize a black man? What kind of black man would sit have on television a black man kissing a white police officer? I'm saying, what kind of black man would have a white man sit this old scurrying himself in the bed, talking about, well, you know, if you like white, I kill both of you. You know, in other words, they trying to naturalize. They trying to make people feel like we just like you. But you changing your name. Why are you changing your name from homosexual to gay? I'm a woman. I ain't never attempted to change myself from a woman. The few so-called men we got left, I haven't heard them change their name. You know, people, that's why God said in Romans, the first chapter, he was telling you then, he said, and they knew they was doing wrong. So the reason why you know homosexuals, you're getting around here feeling sorry for homosexuals, I know you probably don't feel sorry for them. You just don't know what to do with them. You're around here feeling sorry for homosexuals. I got to say it that way. But the word of God said, they know they doing wrong. Yeah, they do it anyway. And that's, I talk to homosexuals. I know how they think and talk. I'm finna do this. Ain't nothing you can do about it. I had a homosexual over there to the Alabama Real Estate Commission, Philip Lassiter, say that he gonna charge me anyway, no matter what the statute of limitations say, no matter what the law say, no matter what the circumstance is, no matter whether the person was fake or not. And a year later, God showed him, he paid him the same currency. He said, I'm gonna do, God, I'm gonna take your life anyway. I don't care if you 52 years old. Oh, I don't care. You mess with my anointed one. You mess with my one that's been called, that has been commissioned by God to spread my word, to teach my word. And therefore, this is your penalty. Because I'm going to tell you something. Nothing short of death is going to stop these people. You know, God may send what they think is a little storm, and they try to pretend like, well, you know, the rocks was kicking up in the east and in the west. But I want to get back to my point about Eddie Long. See, look at what God just did to Eddie Long. This is my point to you. Look at what God just did to them. They still sitting around going back to the pulpit, switching back up in the pulpit again, like God ain't going to snatch them out of the pulpit. God's will is going to be done. I'm going to tell you something. There's a lot of people that tried to step in my way, and God snatched them out of the way. And that's one thing on God's will. Like when you be over there casually saying your prayer, our Father, which art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come. Your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Listen to that. Your will going to be done. God's will going to be done. So you think that in heaven, you think God got some gays running, some homosexual men running around and talking about they gay? That they homosexuals, they know better. God say they know better, but they do it anyway. They want to shit on everything. I said it. They want to shit on everything. They disrespected men. They're disrespecting women. They're disrespecting children. They're disrespecting mothers. They're disrespecting fathers. They're disrespecting grandfathers, grandmothers. They're disrespecting God. Said marriage is a sacred union. It's between one man and one woman. The only God created that relationship so you can have procreation. Two men cannot have procreation. You think that God didn't know that you said what I'm saying? You think, come on, see what I read. See what I just read to you right there. Psalm 10:4. The wicked are too proud to seek God. They think God dead. You really think that God is so dead? Because I heard a Caucasian 80-something-year-old white woman a year after the homosexuals, I said Obama told the homosexuals that they can do what they want to do. I heard a Caucasian elderly woman get on TV and say, well, everybody say as soon as they get married that your world going to be gone. You know, we still here standing a year later. See, that's a child. See, that's the conversation of a child. Caucasian people are children. See, God got them even situated in a certain way. You think because they have access to resources, they have access to money, they have access to everything. See, God wants them to look big in your eyesight because you're supposed to know God is bigger than anything that you see on this earth. God got them there. You think that that's not a part of God's plan. All this stuff is a part of God's plan, God's divine plan. Psalms 10:18. Why do the wicked get away with despising God? They think that God would never call them to account. See, Eddie Long, that's the point I'm trying to make to you about him. Look at how people are trying to tell him he needs to go home. Everybody just knew he was going to go home. This man came back to the pulpit and said, David ain't Goliath. And he said that he's David and the boys are Goliath. He molested. That's how homosexuals think that they, the people in the audience cheered him on like what he's saying is true. That's not even true. Talking about David. Talking about he, you know, and then he wouldn't stop. He just sat around in the pulpit until God had to just strike him down. You can't tell me God don't know how to reach you. God can reach anybody. God can get anybody's attention. God know how to get your attention. Why you walk around sifting through the earth talking about you the Anglo-Saxon, Caucasian devil? God got you thinking whatever you thinking right now about this whole situation. You can't think. The only people that can really think any way, any type of way are people of God. Because God gives them spiritual discernment. You have shown that it's nothing spiritual about you. Anything that God say not to do, you gonna do. Anything in the Bible. These people walk around, black people got the most beautiful skin on the face of the earth. They let the devil trick them into putting tattoos on. Why are you putting tattoos? You know, you're supposed to be striving toward perfection. You're supposed to be writing on your skin. You're supposed to be making, in other words, if I got a blemish in my skin, if I got a black mark, I'm supposed to be trying to get that black mark out. You're supposed to be striving for perfection. You're striving toward imperfection, thinking you cool. And so, God already said in Psalms 11:6, He's going to rain down blazing coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, punishing them with scorching wind. You know, God is a God of justice. God know what is going on. God wants you to think whatever you're thinking now. You know, you're sitting over there in the state of Michigan. You got a governor now. He's a real He's a real live punk. You know, he's sitting over there, children got lead baits, lead, and they running through their water, and he know about it. He's just sitting there. He's talking about his, they wanna try to make sure that he's a legend. You a legend to who? You ain't no legend to God. You a devil. You the Anglo-Saxon, Caucasian devil here in the wilderness of North America. They are an example of, if you take a snake home and unthaw that snake gonna bite you. This guy to walk around on all fours, eating unseasoned meat. Now you over here standing up all tall now, trying to tell me what to do. I'm God's anointed one. I have been called and commissioned to teach the word of God. I have been called and commissioned. I'm known as the most honorable Felicia on high. No, I'm not here to play no games. I'm here to do what my master says I am to do. I'm not here to worship nobody but God. I'm just like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego. If by chance, I have to be set on fire. I never worship you. Because it ain't because my God can't do it. It's because he got a plan. My God is the best planner. I ain't thinking about nobody hung me from no tree. You ain't thinking about nothing but a black man. That's all I'm going to ever be married to is a black man. You know, you do what you want to do, but don't you be running around talking about you finna be my leader now. You ain't finna be no leader of mine. My leader's sitting high, and I've been commissioned to tell you what I'm telling you. Now, you can laugh. Ha-ha. I think it's funny, too, for you to think that a man finna be a woman. That's the biggest joke. Your great white joke is a national hoax. He around here calling my God a hoax. Caucasian, you nothing but a hoax. Look at your skin running all over the place. You turn 50 years old, you look like you 80. I had to just stop talking to them from a perspective of thinking I'm talking to an older person. I'm talking to a young person, skin running everywhere. You know, you take a look. You think that's a joke when they say black don't crack. See, black people be talking the game, but they don't really be truly playing no game. If they know so much, why can't they do something sensible? Because they the devil. It's sensible for them to do something about their women's skin. Oh no, I'm gonna be a woman. How the hell are you gonna be a woman? Hey, I ain't never had to stand up and say I'm a woman. I can leave here right now. I can leave here right now. With the most tackiest clothes on, walk out that door. I'm gonna be recognized as a woman. Everywhere I go, I'm recognized as a woman. If it ain't nothing but a glimpse, if it ain't nothing but a look, if it ain't nothing but a how you doing today, I'm recognized as a woman. I don't have to tell no man I'm no woman. When I walk in the room, heads are turning, because I'm a woman. To a sensible man, I'm a woman. I got to actually have this stupid conversation. Oh, stupid. Oh, Caucasian cracker. Think won't nobody tell you nothing. Then you got enough dirt to be walking around. So you don't mad because black. Some think that black people ain't got a right to be people. We the only true people. We the original people. You ain't no person. That thing blanked out my... You know, you know. In other words, you walk around trying to pretend like you got some feeling, and I give a damn about what you. I don't give a damn about you. And you take that for what it's worth. I mean, really. You know, I guess that's Facebook playing their games, but you know, the truth is the truth. You know. If you don't stand up against people gonna always walk over you. You claim you always talking about you got God. Then when the devil show up, you take God and throw him over in the garbage can. You going to take the devil and throw him in the garbage can. God will give you the strength to throw him over in the garbage can. God will take the fear out of you and put it into the devil. So that's what you're dealing with. These people doing everything against God. God done did everything for them. That should tell you something right there. God done did everything for them. They doing everything against God. Everything. Jesus Christ is a hoax. Jesus Christ is not the Son of God. There's no heaven. There's no hell. There's no such thing as a child in wedlock, out of wedlock. There's no such thing as black or white. You telling a damn lie. If that was the case, I wouldn't be standing here saying what I'm saying. There is no such thing as different races from the beginning of time. You said sisters been here since the beginning of time. Go read your Bible in the book of Genesis. That's all God talked. He talked to the children about. Stay within your boundaries. Don't marry those people of different. That's what I'm saying. You talking about sisters been here since the beginning of time. The word of God been here since the beginning of time. Sisters ain't been nowhere. But lurking in the darkness. So they know they ain't nothing. I can talk to old sisters now. He ain't going to do nothing but drop his hand. Sisters ain't no thing they can do. What's the worst they going to do? They going to go in the office. I guess they're doing something against my daughter. But, hey, God is keeping her. That's God's plan. Whatever you're doing, that's God's plan. All this is God. This is God's plan that I stand here 10 feet tall and tell you the things that I'm telling you. Because I get tired of telling people things that they should know. You know, go to Psalms, the 16th chapter and the 8th verse. God is always with me. I will not be shaken because God is right beside me. God is right here. God said, believe in the unseen. He's telling you something. It's nothing that you see you should believe in. You know, why do you believe in someone that hung you from a tree? Now they got, and they taught us this. Now they got enough nerve to say that they don't want to talk about this. I know they don't want to talk about it because it's the truth. This is the truth. You know, why ain't T.D. Jakes talking about the things that he needs to be talking about? Psalms 10 and 3. Why ain't he talking about his great white national joke, who's a hoax? These people cursing God. Psalms 10 and 3. They brag about their evil desires. They praise the greed and they praise cursing God. They think that they going behind. They think that's something to curse God. They think they hurting me. You ain't hurting me. You magnifying me. You only making me greater. Haters can only make you greater. Because a man can't be a woman, that's the biggest joke. So like Minister said, we need some men. What the hell you sitting over talking about that one? We need some more women. We need men. We need black men. You old sorrow punk district attorney Michael Wayne Jackson. Why that stuff coming to an end that you doing? You just don't know Caucasian people. They can sit around and talk all that stuff that they talking to you about us, but you know that you know they're afraid. You know they're scared people. They got you doing something they better not try to do. So God will snatch them up. God will snatch. Look at Benefail. This man supposed to be my attorney. He did everything in his power. You know, talking about who I'm crazy. He got sense. You know what ended up happening in the last 10 years of his life? He's sitting up in a crazy house. After he got through doing his deal with us, he's sitting up in a crazy house. An old folks home and lost his mind. Don't mess with God's anointed one. You treading on dangerous ground. And you got people, feel like Minister say, he's talking to the city council here. But I found out that man need a kidney. You know, he on dialysis. He think these folks is God. And so that's why I have to stay away from the subject, because God is God. Show me things about people. That's why I ain't. That's why I'm not gonna really say anything about them. Because hey, everything been said. Everything has been said. For a black person, I don't even know what to say. It's because it's just like God is already talking. You understand what I'm saying? God said, go to Psalms 14, chapter in the first verse. Only a fool will say in their heart that there is no God. They are corrupt. Their actions are evil. Not one of them do good. God, all this stuff y'all doing, y'all walk around with your ass stuck out with some preparation H in the can. I don't have no preparation H. So you think that being part of a woman having preparation A, you ain't gonna hardly go into no woman's closet and find no preparation H for the ass. You got preparation A, got your booty stuffed out, talking about it ain't no God. look at how stupid you is. God done already wrote about you. You say the Bible is a hoax. It's the greatest hoax I ever, hey, I got to see this to the end. That would get me with black people. We living in an instant world. Oh, I got to know right now. Nah, we got. I'm gonna see this to the end. We're gonna see this to the end. Cause this is the greatest hoax I ever ran into. How in the hell something can make a call, and it's in progress. You in progress. You a progressive homosexual. You in progress. And you think you can go around and do stuff to people when nobody gonna talk about you? You got people walking the street talking about, well, these homosexuals in powerful positions. Well, they ain't at the right hand of God. You talking about because a black person, a black so-called man can go and sit around a Caucasian devil? You call that a position? The devil not even in a position. The devil, they talk to me, oh, yeah, I'm the devil. You talking that like that supposed to be, I'm from God. I'm from God. So who in the most powerful position? Tell me that. Who's in the most powerful position? You say you the devil. I'm from God. I'm a God. I'm from God. You know, what is that saying? You saying that just like, who? Okay. Like, you know, like somebody's supposed to get scared because you a devil. You know, you let me know the weakness of your position with the fact that you got to tell me something like that. You, to me, you telling me that because you think somewhere in your mind that that's supposed to scare me. That's supposed to intimidate me. That's why you are telling me that. Why don't I always thought the devil would just be the devil. The devil ain't got to talk about he being the devil. But God said in the last days, this is what the devil going to be doing. He's going to be walking around, you know, all out front with his unholy trinity. Himself, these preachers that you talk about, they are, you know, they are part of this unholy trinity. They call themselves going against the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, also known as Holy Ghost to some people. We must remember that God is the way. God's promises are true. God is a shield. I don't care how many people are against you. Look at how many people are against us. God said, I will be a shield. You know, in other words, I remember a song coming up by MCM. Can't touch this. Look at all this stuff you done did. What you think? I'm supposed to go crazy? You think I'm supposed to commit suicide like you doing? See, what you intend don't mean nothing. Ain't you done got it all the way back from Alabama? You just don't get the message. You just think that one day, some way, God going to negate himself. The devil cannot. The devil cannot offset none of God's plan. The only person that can offset God's plan is a believer. The devil cannot thwart God's plan. He cannot make God change his mind about something. You know, he said that don't physically do nothing to Job, and he changed his mind and said, okay, go ahead. He said, but the physicality is he's not going to die, so go ahead and do some physical. You see, God was doing that a part of the plan, not because he's not trying to compromise with the devil. He was just trying to show the devil over and over that this is my anointed one. You know, no matter what you say, I have commissioned this person. You can't do it no matter what you do. They will not waver. They will not, they will not fall, they will only stumble. People of God don't fall. They only stumble. That's why God said, I am able to keep you from falling. He said, you gonna stumble. But that's only to show the devil that he's God. Why do God have to show? And God really not showing the devil anything. He really trying to show you something. But, you know, it's kind of like a double-edged sword. You know, a devil sitting here, your enemy. The devil is a natural-born enemy of God.
Like Pharaoh time. And God got them now. They follow God's plan. I'm learning this from Miller. Then we got some of the biggest ministry in the world. They say the World Impact Network. It's just saying here, biggest.
Because,
you know, it's like, the same powers that being born into this world just don't give them.
Besides these great things that God is trying to show you, and not trying to show you, he's showing you what he's not, he does not acknowledge.
It ain't like God trying to, like, God is actually showing you that you safe. He's ministry. He's second. All time, all day long, all night long. But now we are experiencing why day is day and why night is night. That's me. The first one was just day and night. Now we're seeing why things are meant for the dominance. The dominance is meant for you to develop, so you can appreciate the day. Rain pours down on us so we can appreciate the light of the sun. Rain is what causes vegetation to grow. Night is what causes people to grow. Day is the time to enjoy what is come out of the dark. You know, you don't really know the damn thing. You know, that's the problem. But you in all these positions. You know, if you make yourself comfortable. Make yourself comfortable. What, you a homosexual? I mean, you ain't gonna make that comfortable not with no man of God. You ain't gonna make that comfortable with God. You're a homosexual. It's showing that, hey, no matter what God do for you, you still just a homosexual. That's what that's saying. You know, it's very chill. All these universities, you can't travel 2 or 3 blocks without this.
Christianity. Now, we are here in the capacity of Jesus Christ. Jesus Christ is here in the
don't got no focus on these capitalists up in America. They think somebody needs to be there. Okay. If you not, if you don't respect the work of Jesus Christ, what do you respect about that? You know, you take the whole idea. Even if this was false, even if the work of Jesus Christ was false, do you understand? You have a way of understanding. Well, they walk around these networks, you know, God chose me. You know what? God really put up with me. That just show you now about the old crap. God sure did this for me.
People are saying, I hear people now on TV, they bigger than God now. Now they are saying that, well, if you need help for suicide, then to give the National Suicide Hotline a telephone number. Well, there's a national God. You know, I don't care how you talk to a person. You can't make a man a woman. I don't care how much medication you give a person. You cannot make a man a woman. You know, that's just a lie. You can't do these things that you're trying to do. And I said trying to do. So you think that you're doing, you think that God is trying. You're not doing anything. You can't make a man a woman. It just ain't going to happen. God is God. God ain't trying to be God. That's just like when you talk to, they're like, I got to talking to this person pertaining to an attorney. You know, in other words, they're telling me about what's complex. I say, yeah, it's complex. I say, because a man cannot be a woman. You know, you can't do nothing for no homosexual. A homosexual is a homosexual. Don't always, the guy I'm talking to sound like a homosexual. Homosexual go, oh, yeah, that's complex if a person think that they finna get in God's world. And start trying to change God's world. If you got that much power, that's just like I look at these homosexuals, how they bristling up against God. If you're a homosexual, you can bristle up against God, but you can't bristle up against the white man. I don't understand that. How is it that when you bristle, your mind has a selective process where you're going to go against God, but you ain't going to go against the enemies of God? No, how do black people get me with black people? That's just like what they're doing to my daughter. I know for a fact they're not doing that to Caucasian children. You know, how is it that they don't do nothing to white? Why is it that black folks never do anything to white folks? And white folks done did everything but killed you. You hear by the grace of God, by the person that you call yourself denouncing. God said you're supposed to believe in the unseen. Why you believing in what you see? What you see ain't always what you see. What you see is a mirage of a person. What you see is a mirage of yourself. You're the original person. You got them thinking that you something, that you less than them. And they doing this stuff. The first way they started doing it is when they captured us in slavery. Now you a slave of sin. Paul said that's the worst counter. Paul said that's the worst kind of slave is one of sin. And I don't know, people said, well, you know, the people just temptation got people. What's tempting about a man want a man? I don't understand the temptation of that. You got preparation H for your ass. You know, what's supposed to be tempting about that? You bleeding intensely. You want to talk about it. You want to get on TV, but you really don't want to talk about this, see? How you want to talk about something, but you don't want to talk about it? You know, these children need to understand what they're signing up for. You signing up for a soul booty that ain't going to never be a cootie. I mean, really, that's what you signing up. You signing up for a soul booty that ain't going to never be a cootie. A man will never be a woman. These Caucasian people, they nasty. They so nasty, it ain't even funny. They just nasty. They running around talking about homosexuality. They really actually think that God is something to play with. And they know God ain't nothing to play with. They just trying to see how many of you dumb niggas they gonna trick on the other side. How you gonna let somebody be over you all for the rest of the days of your life, in life and in death? You got the same problem. When all you got to do is stand up right here, right now. They telling you, well, you know, ain't no sense of believing in God because you know God is a hoax. I was just playing with you when I was telling you about Christianity. That's what I'm saying. God got you really thinking that you were playing with somebody about him. Well, he real. So you really actually think that when the sun rises, Caucasians, you think you got something to do with the sun rising? How is it? Explain to me how you make the sun rise. Explain to me how you make the sun rise. Explain to me how you keep the sea in its boundaries. Explain to me how the stars. I'm saying, you really in your mind think that I believe what you're saying. You got the God that you talking about as a hoax. He said every tongue, every knee gonna bow to me. You think I'm gonna worship somebody? Got to do the same thing. As a matter of fact, you really got to do it. You really in your mind think I'm finna worship something that is not even worthy to be worshipped. You're not even worthy to be worshipped. You ain't never even got past the point of even ever acknowledging what you did to black people. Now you moving right along to the next point, talking about you ain't finna talk about what you did. You already done talked about what you did. Well, that's a way for black people to try to talk. We can talk about whatever we want to talk about. You know, what make you think you got the power to tell me not to talk about slavery? What make you think you got these little niggas running around who gonna be against you one day? What make you think that they got the power to tell me anything about you and what you doing right here, right now? These people in America kidnapped my daughter, and God allowed it. So I could be telling you what I'm telling you. God allows everything to happen. And I'm telling you this. I ain't asking you anything. I'm just genuinely just telling you what black families have to go through. This is what black families got to go through with. That's why black people just gave up on family. They done gave up on man because of old stinking Caucasian crackers. Devil. Ain't got but 90 seconds, she say. It was just because of the old devil telling them, well, you know, if you talk, we ain't with no black family. I know the hell a Caucasian ain't with a black family. What the hell a black person talking about they ain't with a black family for? What your crazy mind talking about? 90 seconds. So that makes no sense.
Okay, you can end it off.
Well, we're gonna a minute for a minute. Hopefully we'll be able to get with you a little bit later. But I want everybody to remember, though, we need to go to my church, Universal Science Church of God. We need to be open in order to show a light from God, in order to shine a light from heaven, you could say. Support our church, though, Universal Science Church of God. We need ministers. We need money, but we got God. So this is the premise that we need to show interest in. The truth of the divine truth. You know, let us learn the difference between truth and divine truth. Let us learn what the people are doing against us and not for us or not with us. and not telling us. You know, the Pope, well, we need to get a Pope in Rome for one thing, especially Caucasian. Anyway, we're going to take it easy. Hey, take care. Send us somebody so we can do better, so we can see, so you can see more. Anyway, take care. I'll be with you later.
I was talking.